You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Sunday, the New Zealand government announced that it will be banning entry for any non-citizens travelling through China. The ban attempts to reduce the likelihood of coronavirus entering the country, with New Zealand citizens coming from China being forced to remain in isolation for up to 2 weeks. The announcement of the ban was quite sudden. It has left tertiary institutions to grapple with the large number of international students now unable to return because of the ban. The New Zealand International Students Association says the sudden ban puts international students at an immense disadvantage, giving very little time to make proper arrangements for their studies. Meanwhile, international students who have returned before the ban, seeing a lot of discrimination from landlords and the general public. I spoke with Sabrina Al-Haidi from NZISA about the impact this ban is having on students.
Do you know roughly how many students are being impacted by this travel ban?
We don't know how many in total because all the numbers are very different from each institution and not all of them have the numbers yet because students still need to apply through forms and say that they are being affected by the travel ban. But we do know roughly how many international students there are from China in the country who are, you know, enrolled as students. And that would be over 36,000 students. So that's about 33% of the entire international student cohort.
Right. So is there any estimation for how long the ban will last into the semester?
Well, the ban at the moment, from what I understand, is it's 2 weeks from 14 days from Sunday or Monday. And they say that they're trying to review the ban every 48 hours. But at this stage, you know, with the rising cases, it's very doubtful that it will be revoked. So I'm pretty sure that in the end, students will be coming late to the start of the semester, and that will really affect their academic commitments.
In terms of travel and the costs of having to start school late, I mean, could this be potentially quite costly for students who aren't able to return to New Zealand just yet?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen even, like people I know who aren't students trying to get a ticket back into New Zealand from somewhere that's not China, economy will be like $10,000 easily. So I think that, you know, for students who need to be here by a specific time before semester, one, it's going to cost a lot to get a ticket very early once they get news on whether or not the ban will be lifted. Second of all, it's going to be cutting it very close to when the semester starts. So once they land in New Zealand, it's going to be go, go, go from there. And they're going to be very, very overwhelmed because they're going to have to start really quickly and have to really hit the ground running. And that's also not going to be very conducive for them.
As well as the financial cost, could you tell me a little bit about the cost this could have to their education and the impact that this is having on their studies?
Well, in general, I think the main thing right now is that they need that academic support. You know, a lot of international students will be very worried and concerned about whether or not they'll be able to keep up with course content, how this will affect their academic performance, how this will affect their grades, how they're going to hand in assignments. So all these things are really distressing for them, and they're not sure whether they'll be able to cope because they are still stuck where they are. And so this is where we're really pushing for institutions to really reach out to the students and make sure that they know who those students are so they can give them that correct academic support and the appropriate academic support so they can keep on top of their studies as well.
So as of now, I mean, coronavirus is of a relatively low risk to New Zealand. There have yet to be any confirmed cases, and the Ministry of Health has said that the risk of catching it is quite low. So is this kind of response from the government, is this travel ban warranted?
I personally think that it's not the best response to this coronavirus crisis. Initially, it did start earlier on, and there was very little proactive measures taken by the government. They should have done more thinking into it beforehand. They should have acknowledged it more beforehand, because the way it was addressed was initially it was, oh, this isn't a problem. And then suddenly the next day was the travel ban. And so that really, really caused a lot of grief and distress for a lot of international students who were due to come that coming week.
Yeah, so it was very sudden and really didn't give much time for any sort of response from the institutions. So right now, have you heard from any institutions as to how they're planning to address this?
We haven't heard directly from institutions, so we hear from our representatives who are at the different institutions, and we have heard some really positive responses. Some institutions have taken action to make sure that their students are, they know who their students are and how to give them the appropriate support. A lot of them have taken our recommendations on board, but some of them have yet to respond. And so we're still waiting. We're still giving it some time for them to actually respond and make sure that they get their bearings. Because it is also rough on the institutions that this ban was instituted on a Sunday with very little warning for them to pretty much prepare for their students and make sure that they can ensure that they have the resources and time in place to make sure that students are being looked after in this regard.
Yeah, so last night, as a student at the University of Auckland, I got an email from the Vice-Chancellor talking about their plans for international students, mm-hmm. and he outlined options like online courses or individual study plans and recordings of lectures and tutorials. Do you think that kind of support is adequate, or do you expect more to be done?
Yeah, I really commend their actions and their messages to their students. That was really good, and I think it's really reassuring to see that they're trying to make sure that they can accommodate for the students who are affected. But I think there needs to be more that's done in terms of creating more certainty around the situation. So for students who want to defer their courses, will they be able to get those costs back? I understand that they probably will from the institution, but will they be able to get back not just institution-related costs, but accommodation costs? Will they be able to get visa costs back? You know, there's so many other costs that are associated with coming to live in New Zealand and study, and a lot of the time it's outside the institution's control, but what are they going to do about it? What's the institution going to do about all these extra costs, and how are they going to advise their international students on how to handle this as well? So they are very much in charge of making sure that these students know what to do, and making sure that they get that support in terms of being able to get that funding back as well is very important, because otherwise they're financially at a loss and they're not able to, it's outside of their control, and they can't access the services that they need as well.
As you mentioned in the press release, you also said that Immigration New Zealand is for now keeping the money. Have you heard any updates about that?
I haven't yet heard any updates as of this moment. I am definitely keeping an eye out and making sure that anything that they say and that ISA can intercept and send on to the representatives. But I do think that they need to, you know, refund that money and make sure that students who aren't going to be able to come back into the country to study have that money back and can defer their course of study if that's their option, if that's their choice.
So for the institutions that have yet to respond or whose ideas aren't necessarily up to the level that you would like to see, what would you want institutions to do to reduce the impact that this is having on international students?
There's so many things really that they can do, and it really depends on how they want to focus on it. So I think in terms of academic support, they're doing the best they can, and that's like, especially with Auckland, I have read the email, and it's pretty good. I'm quite happy with that, and I think NZISA in total is quite happy with that. But in terms of other issues that are impacting international students, like racism, you know, there's a lot of discrimination against Chinese and Asian international students who are even being kicked out of, you know, residential halls and flats because they are of Asian descent. And so that's also a massive problem, where there's this discrimination that's extremely rampant, even in the renting scene, even in like university accommodation, and it's absolutely awful. So there's also those kinds of things that need to be taken into account as well. I think a lot of institutions have done a good job with minimizing risk when it comes to infection as well. Providing clear and regular information has been really, really good. But definitely, they need to address the other issues that come with this crisis.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the response to coronavirus has been felt by a lot of international students, not just international students, but like immigrants and migrant students or students from Asian descent. I mean, could you tell me about some of the treatment that they've faced? Like, as you said, there's been a lot of discrimination and quite a lot of nastiness felt by them.
Yes. Yeah, there definitely has been. There has been rampant discrimination. You know, this crisis has really fueled a lot of racist inclinations. For example, like students who have been trying to get back into their flat and self-isolate, that's not possible because some landlords don't want them, as, you know, students who have been overseas, being of Asian descent, that's for them is not what they want. And so they've been kicking out these students. We've heard reports of university accommodation refusing to take in students and asking them to self-isolate elsewhere, which is another issue. And just in general, like this feeling of people blaming students, international students of Asian descent, for this disease when really it's outside of their control. It's absolutely, the way that they've responded to this has really just shown how much discrimination international students do face, and it has really escalated from there as well.
Yeah, it's terrible. Is there anything else that you'd like to add on this topic?
I think it would be really, really good if the Ministry of Education could put forward some information for universities and for other education providers in terms of how to deal with the students in this regard. They need to start addressing the other issues that international students are facing outside of their academic field in terms of like accommodation and also the immigration fees. So those things really need to be addressed and really need to be given direction on for the institutions as well and for students to know about, because it's really difficult for these students who are in the dark and who are feeling a lot of distress and feeling uncertain and not knowing what's going to happen next. And so really, we need to take a very student-centric approach and make sure that what they need, they are getting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.